WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
And good afternoon. Welcome out to Frickers here in Adrian. Jeff Bowman with you today on the AC All Access Show. Thank you to Mr. John Kane back at the studio today, taking care of things for us. Ian on the road, so I'm filling in for him today, but it's going to be a busy day here. Don't forget, Frickers, come on out. Lunch specials, as always, $6.49 frickin' lunch combos, so come on in, grab that, and don't forget, kids eat free all day, every day out here at Frickers. But again, the AC All Access Show brought to you by Adrian College. Starting off with some baseball, even though it's not baseball weather out there today, but we're going to bring in Joe Casale. Joe, welcome into the AC All Access Show.
Thank you for having me.
So we're just joking about being the right fielder, so you're the worst outfielder there always, yeah, but yeah. As Little League rules go, but
it rings true.
Coach assured us that that's not the case, but position player of the week last week.
That's nice.
How was last week for you then?
It was a fun week for sure. We got going. The whole team was hitting well, so I just had a couple more fall than some of the other guys. So, you know, baseball really is it's a game of inches. So, like, a couple balls fall, a couple differently. Maybe my friend Jack Boyke wins it, or AJ Miranda win it. But it's awesome. It really is an honor.
You know, and it is one of those games. I've done a few baseball and softball this year, and you can see somebody that's just hitting ropes, but right at people, and then you get these bloops out there that barely off their fist or barely touch it, and they're running the bases, and you sit back in your dugout going, wait a minute, I just put great wood on that thing and it went nowhere, right into somebody's mitt. And that's the thing about baseball, where you really have to, the mental side of the game, when you look at that and go, okay, I'm doing everything right, but it's not working, but I know it's going to work.
You always have to just think about it. It's always the process. It's never about the result. And usually, you know, sometimes the result's good, the process is bad. You got to work on that a little bit, but your batting average looks better for it. But I'll take every hit I can get.
So, junior from Wesley Chapel, Florida. Where's Wesley Chapel in Florida?
Just north of Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a nice little small town. It's starting to grow, but I miss Wesley Chapel for sure. I love it down there.
Yeah, days like this probably don't happen too often down there.
You get your rain, but not like this. Not too cold.
You get that Florida rain, and then it's done for a while.
Yes,
but so, how did you make your way up to Adrian then? What was the process of getting recruited and deciding on Adrian College?
Well, I was playing baseball at a Jesuit high school in Tampa, and I was not finding any luck really going to many colleges, getting many looks, and then. Coach came to one of our scrimmages, and he liked the way I played, I guess. And there, from then on, we just started talking. We hit it off. I came up, visited. First time I saw snow was up here. I thought it would be awesome to live somewhere where it wasn't like 100 degrees all the time, and I had to deal with that. So I saw it as an opportunity to not only play baseball but get a degree, and I wasn't always sure if that was going to be an option for me. So I'm blessed to have this opportunity. I'm very thankful for Coach Rainey and everything Adrian College has done for me.
So did you research AC quite a bit before you did make that, especially looking at the quality and the history of some of the guys that had been played here before you?
I looked especially at the baseball success. I was very interested in seeing that they've won so many conference tournaments
right.
in a row, and that was a big draw for me because I've always wanted to win on the field for sure. That's always been a priority for me, but when I came up here, a big selling point was just the field. Looking at the field and talking to the staff and the players around there, just it's such a family-friendly vibe, and I always love that, just a team vibe.
Now, is there any other guys from Florida or people you know that you played with or against down there that are up here?
My roommate from freshman year was actually one of my high school teammates. His name's Trip Russo. He pitches on the team as well. We have a decent amount of Florida guys now that are on the team, so we almost got a little pipeline coming from there. It's not too bad.
But which is nice, because then when Coach gets them up here on recruiting, you can actually give them, you know, the truth about, hey, snow is not too bad, and you can still live here and enjoy it, as opposed to sometimes when you just get some of the guys that are, you know, really not, you know, don't know the history of it and go, man, I can't do this. And it's like, you know, you may have a snowy day or something. And you're like, it's not always like that.
100%.
Because you get out in the field probably a lot more, especially with the turf during the winter, than a lot of northern schools do.
We're blessed. We actually got on the field really early this year. We were on the field pretty much the whole time before going down south. So, I mean, that was weird for us. And it would definitely be weird for some of the guys coming from the south, coming up here, being like, we can't go on the field today. But it's not that bad. It really isn't. You get used to it, and you go out and play in the cold, and it's a change for sure. And some
right.
guys might not be able to take it. But we haven't really had a problem with many guys adjusting.
So what are you studying here?
Right now I'm studying professional sales. And just
okay.
getting my business degree here and go home and do with that as I will. I'm trying to get a sales job somewhere. That's always been a dream of mine. That okay. or becoming a – I wanted to be a fireman my whole life growing up.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I mean, you've been working on some of that stuff. Do you know some people in there where you might get a chance when you get done?
My uncle was a chief of fire in New York.
Okay.
And then he recently retired. And then both my parents were cops growing up. So I've always had family in the service industry.
So you're that New York family that made it to Florida?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that was my dad.
Not moved. That was stereotypical yeah. at all.
It's you know, it's true, though. Everybody's trying to get down from New York to come to Florida. Sure.
Actually, I was just scrolling through some stuff today, and I saw a T-shirt. It was a Michigan thing I was looking at, and it said Michigan's Lower Peninsula, and actually it had the Florida on it.
Like, it's all the northerners. I love Florida, though, because I go down and I see everybody from everywhere.
Right.
It's the same way. Everybody's so friendly down there,
yeah.
too. They're just – I love it.
Yeah. So you are, again, the position player of the week. You're hitting .348 right now, which is third on a team. Three doubles, three triples. You only got one home run, so you need two more of those. So you can, I'd say, three of everything on here. 7 for 7 on stolen bases. So is that because of your wheels, or are you you're reading the pitchers well?
I just try to get to the next bag as fast as possible. That's I may look fast, but I'm definitely not that quick.
Well, you got Kalamazoo coming up this weekend. Hopefully, you know, Saturday a doubleheader with this weather. We'll see what happens with all that and everything going on. But that is that's probably something you've had circled on the schedule for a while, just knowing what you guys and Kalamazoo have been battling with each other the last couple of years.
Yeah, I like to go week by week for sure, but this is definitely one that I'm looking forward to playing for sure, especially coming up after winning our last game. We're on a little bit of a roll, and I'm confident in our squad. I want to go – I'm ready to – I think our whole team is ready to take the field as soon as possible, no
right.
matter who it's against, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
And you talk about the last game. I mean, you guys really put some together against Trine this week, and then, you know, who was
Olivet.
Yeah, that was – and then even Alma before with
yeah.
You know, the shortened game because of mercy rules. So you guys have been really hitting the ball well. And talking with Coach about some of the young pitchers, he said, you know, we've got some guys that we haven't even gotten the mound as much as we like because we've been having such good success with our starters in that too. So you guys are on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, our team ERA has been a struggle in the past for sure, especially the past couple of years. We've been struggling to find the strike zone occasionally, but this year it's been very promising seeing our pitchers have the success that they've had. So I'm very I'm hopeful.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's one of those things too. When you look at what's going on with this team, because you know probably your freshman year and that the success they had and all the arms they had. You know, yes, you had a little bit of drop off, and last year wasn't quite the year prior, especially regular season. You did well, you know, to get in and do some stuff after that in the postseason, but it wasn't the typical year. So was this year in the off season trying to get back to where you were prior?
So last year when we lost in regionals, we knew we had a special team. We just had a couple more things click. And I think we've been talking about that all summer, just like, hey, summer and fall, like, hey, let's go into this year with the mentality of we're gonna be us again. And I think everybody's kind of buying in, and I think we're getting back to that that time.
And you look back at that series down in Marietta. I mean, you had so many opportunities, but you know, game one, I mean, you were right there to move on. So I know you know that those are always tough, but at the same time, as you said, you know you got something special, and it's just putting those things together. But you know, you always hate to talk about, you know, well, we learned a lot from that. You know, that's that mentality of, well, we want to win, not learn. But at the same time, there is a lot of truth to that, of learning about what we have, what we need, and then how to make it all come together.
Yes, sir. In the moment, for sure, it's tough to realize that this is a learning process when you lose. But you take a couple days and you see, like, that's the past you can't control. You can't go back and play that same game ever again, but you can learn from it, for sure.
Right.
So that's what we try to do. And I'm hoping that whatever we've done so far has paid off to get us past that game this year.
Now, you talk about, you know, sales or a fireman. Do you want to take your game to the next level? Is there some options for that? Or realistically, you're looking at this as, I'm a good college player, and then I'm going to move on?
I would love to if the opportunity presented itself, for sure. I was dealing with some health issues after freshman year, so I ended up transferring back home and coming back. So I'm just very happy to have the ability to play baseball again. I never really thought I was going to be able to, and I'm just honestly blessed to be back on the field. So I'm taking one day at a time.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. So chemistry this year, is the team, you know, you got a pretty good group?
The guys are super close. Everybody on the team, I think, is bought in this year. We haven't always had the guys buy into the team chemistry, the team vibe, the team culture that we want to build. And this year it seems like everybody's bought in. Everybody kind of is for each other instead of being for themselves. So I think that's where you have to be successful.
Well, I think sometimes when you look at, you know, coach having a recruit, you're recruiting the top guys on teams to come play, or you won't be as successful as you are. But at the same time, sometimes when you get the top guys on the team, they face adversity when they walk on campus that they might not have ever faced before, being on a team, being, I'm not the top guy on this team. I've got to figure out how to get that way. So sometimes it is somebody that they get humbled a little, and they have to learn to get over that.
Yeah, we have so many guys on our team and so many talented guys on our team. I think we could put in 13 different starting lineups and all of them would be equally as successful. But that's being a good teammate really is difficult. And going out there, and I've seen both sides of it, being injured and not playing and then playing every day, it's very difficult to be both teammates. And
yeah,
being a good teammate really does play into being a winning program.
Right.
And that's what we want, and I think we got a good team for it this year.
Yeah, because there's times when you're sitting on the bench going, I think I could do better than that guy. And so then you get a little bit of an attitude as opposed to cheering them on and being supportive of them. You think that should be me, and you have to figure out how that doesn't happen. And sometimes team leaders are good for that too, to kind of put people to say, look, this isn't how we win games, boys.
100%. It definitely festers. If somebody starts thinking it, then another guy starts thinking it. It's contagious for sure.
Right. So, again, we talked in the beginning, you are a right fielder, but you've played multiple outfield positions in your career.
Yes, sir. I played. I started off when I was in high school and middle school, obviously, as a shortstop. I feel like everybody kind of starts there and then makes their way where they're supposed to be. I was never a talented shortstop. The footwork wasn't there, but I always felt like I could track a ball down. They moved me out to right field my sophomore year of high school, and I've loved it ever since. I've bounced around, but I feel like right field is my home.
And we joked early on, but again, with right field, I mean, you got to be able, for one, to have strong arm. You know, that's the longest throw that you have when you're got somebody rounding second, and you got to make the play there or the play to home. It's, you know, right field has to have a strong arm out there, but, you know, there's a lot of work out in right field. You get, you know, late swings on pitchers or a you know, the ball that's outside that they're just fighting off. And so you see either hard line shots or there's probably a lot of bloops. So you really have to learn to read the ball well and right.
I thank my dad for that ability of being able to read the ball going out in the front yard, and him hitting me tennis balls in the air that was dancing in the sky every day for hours on end until I got tired of it. So I thank him for that ability.
But that's important. That's definitely important.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Again, good luck this weekend. I know you got a the big series coming up with Kalamazoo, and you got a 5-game winning streak, so that's really good. But you're tied, you know, in the preseason poll with Kalamazoo coming in, and so I know that's always a team that you got to fight for. And so good luck this weekend. Hopefully you can get past those guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Casale.
Have a good one.
He is from the baseball team here at Adrian College. We're going to take a timeout, and we're going to talk to a little softball as we got the Haley DeChalk, a grad student from Brighton, going to be talking next, talking a little bit about softball right here on the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
In AC sports for this weekend, you can choose from women's rugby, men's lacrosse, baseball, and softball, all happening on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back out to Frickers. Jeff Bowman with you here, AC All Access Show here on a Thursday. Come on out. Kids eat free all day, every day. And don't forget the 649 freaking lunch combos, whether it's a burger like Coach got or Prang always goes with the wraps. Gets the salad out and like that today. Doing well. But we're talking a little softball. Now, this is a I didn't realize until I looked at the sheet quickly that it's our second position player of the week in a row. First, we had Joa from the baseball field. And then we're having Haley DeChalk in here. And she is the catcher for the Bulldogs, and she's the position player of the week. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Catcher. I love catching.
Me too.
Were you always a catcher?
Yes, I was. Yep. I played a little bit of second my sophomore year, but mostly catcher. Definitely my favorite.
Well, you're always in everything.
Yeah.
You know, you get to,
utility,
you get
know?
To control stuff. Yeah. You get to make sure. It. You get to be loud on the field.
Oh, too. Yes. You get to see everything,
yes.
So you got to.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know what? Rules changed a little bit. I was doing a game the other day, and it was a controversial call I was doing because they called for blocking in front. Is that a hard thing for you to adjust because for so long you're ready to just position yourself, get the ball, and make a tag, but now you can't do it until you have the ball.
Right.
It's such a bang bang either way, and so have you had to learn to adjust a little bit of that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like almost every year I feel like it's different, and there's
and how they're gonna call it.
Every year I feel like it's different, so it's definitely an adjustment. I feel like I haven't had any opportunities this year to face that yet, but hopefully. Hopefully it'll work out in my favor.
So a grad student from Brighton. So did you take that extra year then, the COVID year?
I did, yep. That was my freshman year was COVID.
Okay.
So I got that extra year and thought, why not?
Right, yeah.
Might as well.
Might as well, right? Yeah, what's another couple dollars I got in loans, right? But at least, your first year here. So you were able to kind of after that still – get used to college and figure
right.
it out where,
yep.
Some of the kids that were coming in that, as their senior year of high school kind of got messed up. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably the worst one. At least with you, you really didn't have, started getting what college is going to be like and then kind of went away. But
right.
you at least had a little bit of experience of that. And so was that such a big adjustment, though? I mean, then all of a sudden you went home and then had to figure things out?
It was definitely weird. I remember we went to Florida for our spring break, and we came back, and we had one practice, and then our coach let us know that season was canceled, and, everyone was obviously crushed, and I just felt for the seniors
right.
on the team, obviously, because that was their last season, and it got cut short, but it was definitely an adjustment. We kind of got used to doing all the hard stuff before the season, and we didn't get to do any of the fun stuff.
Any of the fun part of it, yeah. So right now you're hit 270, 17 hits, 11 runs scored, 5 doubles, 2 home runs. Are those over the fence? Or
over the fence.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you.
16 ribbies. Again, 16-6 on the year, 2-2 in conference, swept. Calvin, and tough game with trying the other day. But you knew going in that was going to be a big test for you.
Yes, they're always a tough team we face every year. And they're number one in the country this year and the reigning natty champ.
Yeah.
So we had tough games ahead, but I think we battled our second game.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, as bad as the first game went,
right?
You know, second game tough on the walk-off, but you guys really performed well, where sometimes a doubleheader like that, the first game goes like that, you really – it takes you out of your mind for that second game where you really can't get into it. So for you to be able to do what you did in the second game, you know, even though it was a loss, it probably – put you guys in a good mindset to say, okay, we can compete with these guys.
Absolutely. I think they're definitely beatable, and I think we'll definitely see them again later in the season, hopefully in tournaments.
Yeah, sometimes you lose that game one, you're like, all right, well, we're done then for the day, but you gotta do what you got to do. So, again, you guys were projected to finish third this year. You got a home doubleheader with Alma on Saturday. Hopefully this weather's going to be
– hopefully – doesn't wreck the field.
It's also senior day, so you're looking forward to that?
I am. Yep.
Did you do it? Did you do any senior day last year?
I did. I did my senior day last year.
So you're double dipping?
Yeah, I wanted to give the seniors this year their time since.
So you're not going to go out with them?
I don't know. I might. I don't know. I want to give them their time, but, you know.
Still,
you know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be a surprise.
So what are you studying?
I am studying – well, I graduated last year with my bachelor's in healthcare management.
Okay.
And then I am getting my MBA in healthcare.
Oh, nice.
My graduate studies. So, yeah.
Nice. It's nice that that degree works out for you to stay here for another year as well.
Yes.
Because I know, you know, talking with a lot of people the last couple of years that they kind of maybe wanted to stay, but their degree didn't lend it for them. And so, luckily, that was a nice thing for you to be able to stay here and do it. So, is that a 1 year or 2 year?
That is – well – Adrian's kind of funny. They can you can like do your graduate studies while you're doing your undergrad.
Okay.
So I was taking graduate classes while I was still completing my undergrad, like my junior and senior year. I'm hoping to graduate next May.
Okay.
So it's all online, so I won't have to come live in Adrian. I can go home and real big girl job, unfortunately.
So what are your plans with that? I mean, well, with that degree, where is that going to take you?
Well, I do this summer have an internship with Blue Cross, and I was looking into getting a full-time position there, hopefully after my internship. It's a great place to work, so I thought it'd be a great position to get.
You know, there'd be good insurance benefits.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you better hope there are, right? So, you know, this year, what were your thoughts coming in, and where are your thoughts right now of where you're at?
Personally or as a team?
Both. You can do that. We got time.
Well, I think our performance last year, I think that really gave me high hopes coming into this year. I think, I wouldn't say surprised. I think we all knew we could do it, but I think we maybe surprised some other people in our conference with our performance at tournament and during regular season. So I was really excited for this year, and Coach Fox has a good saying, why not us?
Right.
I feel like maybe we get underestimated a lot in our conference, so I felt really good coming into this year, you know. And for me personally, you know, it's my last year, so I wanted to make the most out of it.
Right. Well, obviously, with a week like you had last week, you're performing well there.
Thank you.
But do you go back to the team model and you talk about, you know, surprising not yourselves but other people, do you guys take that a little bit sometimes that you know, you're not the team that is talked about in softball, but wanting to prove that then?
Oh, definitely. I think our wins over Kelvin kind of maybe silenced those people a little bit, because I think they were ranked second in our conference and we were third, and we came out and we beat them twice. So that just says, like, hey, like, we're here, we can compete, especially with our second game versus Shrine. We only lost by one. It was a close game right at the end, so... Yeah.
So does that also, besides the silencing them, is it walk on campus because of the success of like hockey and that? I mean, do you feel like sometimes you guys want to put your own stamp on something here?
Absolutely. I think we're a big sports school, so it would definitely be cool to walk around conference champs, natty champs, you know, that would definitely be very cool. Put some respect on softball's name.
So how did you make your way here from Brighton?
I think I took a visit here maybe my junior year of high school, and I really loved the campus. I really loved the culture and the team and the facilities, and I just knew it was right for me. Committed here kind of early.
Did so. You? Where'd you play travel ball at?
Travel ball, I was with the Batbusters for a while.
Okay.
I also played on Gold. Played all over.
You played for Gold, did you? I was in a different life. I used to.
Oh, really?
I sold sporting goods, and we did a lot of stuff for Gold.
Oh,
so,
wow,
yeah,
pretty
years
cool.
and years ago. So, so I knew a lot of the travel side is a little.
Yeah.
I probably know more than I should on some of that just because of my past life. But it does prepare you. That's for darn sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you know anybody here on the team when you got here?
I knew a couple people from my high school, not on the team, from my high school that had come here. I knew, a couple of girls from travel that weren't on my team, but I knew them from travel and high school and stuff like that.
Okay. So, again, this is a good year for you guys so far. And as you said, the Calvin one, is that, the sweep there? Is there any other? I know, Joe talked about going week to week. Are you looking at that too, or are you looking ahead of any other teams that you really want to make sure you get a chance to smack around a little bit?
I think our upcoming game this Saturday, I think those are two really important games. Just because they were ranked fourth, so they're another better team. And I think I'm also looking forward to Hope.
Okay.
I think that'll be a tough team to compete with, too.
But Trine, it seems like, for whatever reason now, the Adrian Trine in whatever sport has really got that big rivalry. And
it's
kind of a neat thing.
It's our toughest rivalry, definitely for softball.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think, especially because you look at they emulate AC in so many things they do down there. And so it's nice to kind of go after them, too. That's
definitely.
That's for darn sure. But so your plans then, so you graduate, well, school's done this year, then you still got semester-ish, but you don't have to come back on campus then?
I got until next May. So not this coming May, next May, but it's all online, so I'll be able to get a job, and then I'll come back down here and graduate.
Again. Well, good for you.
Part
I mean, it's
two.
Nice
Thank
to do that. I know then it's a lot of work, and again, it's nice that you were able to work out the grad studies as well so you could play that extra year here on campus, and Coach Fox is probably happy with that well.
She can't get rid of me.
Is it fun, though, being that fifth year and kind of being able to mentor some of the younger girls, though?
Definitely. I think we don't have any captains on the team, but I think it comes with the age that I am. I think a lot of the, especially younger girls, look up to me. And, it's great.
Well, that's, kind of talking with Joe a little bit, too, just about that, having that leadership and making sure, the team works in the right kind of, the context of, yes, we're a team. And sometimes if you get somebody that's, maybe I should be playing or feeling a little, you got to kind of nip that in the bud. But
but
being able to, as a senior leader in a fifth year, to try to take care of some of those things. So
it's
important for people like you to make sure that happens. Well, again, I appreciate Haley your time in here, and hopefully you get some games in this weekend, and and good luck, and hopefully you've got trying to get in the tournament.
I'm waiting on it.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you
very much. Once again, that's Haley DeChalk from the softball team. We're going to take a time out and talk a little more softball, but club softball, when we get back on the AC All Access Show. Jeff Bowman here with you. John Kane back at the studio. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
In AC sports for this weekend, you can choose from women's rugby, men's lacrosse, baseball, and softball, all happening on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back out to the AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman filling in for Ian today, the AC All Access Show. Come on out, enjoy some great food. Cannot beat the smell when you walk in here. It just makes you hungry as soon as you walk in. But we're talking softball some more, and we're going to talk a little club softball with Caitlin Probelski?
Probelski, yep.
Caitlin Probelski. Got that right. Perfect. So she is the alum of Adrian College and the head club softball coach. So when did you stop playing at AC?
So I actually graduated from Adrian College in 2022 with my bachelor's degree and played 2 years on the NCAA team, 2 years on the club team.
Okay.
When it first started, stepped away to finish my master's degree in athletic training, and then a job opportunity presented itself where I got to do athletic training and softball, and now I'm living the best of both worlds.
I was just gonna say, now you can two for one. You got a head coach and a trainer,
exactly,
all on the same thing. But that's what I was gonna get back to, though, with you know, playing 2 years on the NCAA and then going to the club. Is that kind of where you looked at the point of, okay, I love the game, but the game's consuming more than my student time than I need to be a student for? And
absolutely.
Is that why you went to the club route?
Absolutely. So for me, education's always been the most important thing. When I started taking master's classes as a junior, I knew like I needed to make a change in my schedule. So chose club, a little bit different of a season and a little bit less of a commitment style of that normal standardized spring season. So chose the club route, and now enjoyed those 2 years, and now I'm back where I'm at.
There you go. Well, that's kind of, you know, what Haley was talking about, was taking some master's classes earlier. So, and I would imagine, especially the training side, you know, having to do some different things and work, that's probably a lot more time consuming than maybe some other degrees on campus as far as what you have to do, especially at that master's level.
Absolutely, yeah. Lots of different things go into that with having clinical hours and classes, and then juggling this whole student life and being an athlete, lots of things to contribute and lots of time factors. So definitely something that I took all the resources and opportunities on both ends that I could have.
Well, I think AC's is really unique in that situation too, being a smaller school, Division III, that has the opportunity for club and for a varsity sport as well with the NCAA. You know, a lot of schools this size have one or the other maybe and don't have that option. So for you, it worked out perfect.
Absolutely. And that's something that's awesome, is we have so many different club teams here at Adrian College, and lots of different opportunities and lots of growth on all teams that can lead you to a national title, which is something that we always want to have, is some Bulldog wins.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the neat thing about it is, as you said, you know, the time commitment and things, but, you know, there's times where, you know, as you didn't want to give the game up, but you almost had to be the student that you wanted to be, but there still was that opportunity. Is that something when you're going in the recruiting side is, you know, because I know it's sometimes tough to recruit for club teams because everybody said, I want to be this, but is that hard sometimes to get that, or is it easy sometimes actually to walk in and say, I know you want to be a really good student, and this is a way you can do both?
Yeah, so I really drive the fact that you have to be an academic weapon before you can be an athletic weapon. And for us, pushing that club aspect of having a fall season and a spring season, playing competitive teams, but having so much more time to focus on your education, really hits home for a lot of student athletes. And you get the same experience. You still get all the cool signing days and things like that. But at the same time, you're choosing to focus on your education and still get that softball experience and be a college athlete all at once.
Right. And you probably do a fair amount of recruiting on campus, too, when students get there that maybe don't realize all of that and go, okay, here, you know, want your on your feet are here in Adrian. Now I can really try to go after you again.
Yeah, I mean, I try to push most of the time of athletes coming into Adrian
right.
that I can kind of grab my recruits. Really fortunate this year to be bringing in some awesome recruits for next season. But at the same time, like, never turned out a stud of an athlete that's already here. So using all the resources I can to really build a winning program.
Now, where are you at? Where were you from before you got here?
So I'm originally from Howell, Michigan.
Okay.
So about an hour and 30 yep. minutes from here.
So how did you make your way here? Were you recruited to come play softball?
So, funny story, I actually was headset on going to Albion College. And then my mom was like, hey, we should really look at a couple other schools just to be sure. Had a college night at my high school, met an awesome academic advisor, Joe Van Giesen, who's an awesome Adrian College alum. And he was like, let's just get you on campus. And I stepped foot on campus for a visit, and I was like, I'm set. Reached out to the coach, Ashley Marinacci, now Skelly, and
right.
she was like, yeah, let's get you here. So lots of fun recruiting on both aspects.
So Alma's probably, or was it Albion?
Albion.
Yeah, they probably weren't happy.
Not really happy when I told them I was choosing their competitor.
Right. But it is neat, though. I mean, because you really think that, you know, you're probably now happy with your mom making you do that extra. But there are times when, you know, you think you know what you'd want until you kind of get to the other side of that bridge and go, well, I didn't know this was over here.
Absolutely. And I push that to my recruits, too. Like, you're headset on Division III or D2, D1. But then I'm like, look at club. Take an idea of what else we can offer, because you're getting all those same unique experiences. And you never know what could lead you to something even bigger in life.
Right. Well, especially I think here at Adrian College as well, because they really do so much for the university does so much for club sports too, where, you know, a lot of club sports, you're shelling out a lot of your own pocket and you're paying for a lot of different things. And I know that this, you know, Adrian College really accepts how club sports works hand in hand with getting kids on campus and making it a, you know, the college experience for them.
Absolutely. And that's huge, because we have so much respect as a club team. Most of the teams that we play are all student led, where we're taking and actually led by a coach. And that's one thing that there's so much respect on Adrian College's campus of our club teams. Because, I mean, look at our two hockey teams that just won a national title. Like, that's huge for our school.
Yeah. And again, you know, you guys play against some of the bigger schools, Michigan State, Michigan, you know, BG, Oakland, Central, and it's their club teams. And up there, again, it's probably, you know, I would imagine that club sports at some of those big universities are really taken a lot different than how it's ran here, as you said, with college, you know, with head coaches instead of students. But I think just probably the overall picture of their club sport compared to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, too, like, we're playing Division I schools,
right.
Division
I
athletes. When we played U of M this past fall, I was coaching third, and I was talking to their third base player a little bit. And she was like, hey, I played a year on the Division I team. It was just too much for me. Chose to come to club, and I'm having so much fun enjoying it. So playing top-of-the-line competition
right.
across the board, which is awesome, but having that extra little push that it is coach-led instead of player-led gives
yeah.
little bit more to the athletes.
Right. Yeah, because when you do look at the size of those schools, you go, okay, what they get to choose from compared to how many students we get to choose from, that is a big difference. So tell us a little bit about some of your team leaders, since my paper doesn't say that.
Absolutely. So we are a young team this year. However, we have lots of leaders, lots of success coming from our team right now. Allie Bell is a freshman for us, leading us with batting average, really good at-bat performance for us, strong power, knows the game really well, big leader in the field as well. But then we have senior Lita Glombowski, who has been a star for us the last 4 years. I was actually fortunate to get to play with her, so kind of a neat to coach her now, too, and having her as a leader on the outfield, always willing to go that extra mile, make big plays. But then pitching-wise, three freshmen who are successes, but love to point out my junior, Haley Holmes, changed her pitching coach this past fall and is now just a powerhouse on the mound, delivering for us every single game. Always can rely on her.
And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at softball in general is, you know, if you've got a pitcher that can keep you in games, you have such a much better chance to win. And I think that's, you know, you look at the success, I mean, even from, you know, from Little League to club and to summer ball and to, you know, you always have to have that good pitcher and it really gets you where you need to be. So that's probably one of the biggest things for you recruiting wise is make sure you got arms.
Oh yeah. And I like to make sure my girls know, like, I just want them to pitch their game, but at the same time, like, let your players behind you make plays, count on them for a couple outs. You focus on just getting the ball there, throwing strikes and making something for a play to happen.
Yeah. Getting into the coaching side, I know that's, you know, that wasn't what you were thinking about.
Not really.
So how is that transition, and is that something that you think you want to stick around and do?
Yeah, I definitely want to stick around to do some more coaching. Definitely something now that my feet are wet, the, like, urge to keep going is there. Definitely something I didn't think I would get to do at the age that I'm at. More passionate about growing this team and program, but at the same time thinking, like, my degree is in athletic training, so whatever opportunities present, going to take full advantage of. But at the same time, like, thinking of all the awesome coaches that I had growing up and what impacts they made on my life, that I'm hoping to have the same on these girls and more to come.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the big thing when you look at coaches. I mean, most of them aren't, you know, they're not here to win World Series and do all that. I mean, and it's the impact on people, and I think that is a big thing when you look at, as you said, you take, you know, some of the lessons you learned and how can you impart those lessons on your athletes.
Absolutely, and that's the thing too, is everybody's got a different coaching style, and that's something that I've really learned this year. Is me growing up, I was the type of athlete, like, yell at me, make me be consistent.
Right.
But at the same time, I have some girls on my team, like, that doesn't work for them. So learning how to deliver each thing to each player is definitely something I've been learning a lot, but knowing, like, having those different coaches growing up is helping me do that now.
Yeah, that is a tough part. You know, I got a friend of mine who's a Hall of Fame coach, and that's one thing him and I have talked a lot about is how to push the right buttons and learning which person that you need to just put your arm around him and say, hey, it's all right, here's what we need to do, or the guy you need to get, put your arm around him and get right in their face at the same time. And so it is really that balance, and I think the quicker you learn the balance between your athletes as well and your students is how, you know, the success comes. But that is really, you know, which buttons to push and how to push them is tough.
Exactly, and that's something that I'm very thankful for. I had an awesome coach in high school that really pushed me the right way, and I've been using now as a resource of, like, hey, I'm really struggling to deliver this message to a player. Like, what can I do? How should I go about things? And he's always reminds me of, like, start small. Just get to know them as people first, because that's going to make that impact on the field. And that's helped me tons of getting to know them as humans outside of softball.
Right.
So that way I know how to coach them when they're on the field for me.
And the great thing, I think, too, you know, for you is the fact that, you know, they're here and playing the game because they really love the game still.
Absolutely.
You know, when you get some high school even in that where it's like, well, I'm playing because I want to play. It's some friends or whatever. But, you know, if you're playing club softball at the college level, it's because you really still love the game and want to be able to play it. And that's got to be nice for you to know that the ones that are here, they're here for the right reason.
Absolutely. And that's huge for me on building a growing program, because we did start my junior year, my first year on the team, was the very first year of the program. This is our fourth year as a team. So having those girls that love the sport helps make it even more successful and helps us push to grow even further.
Yeah, because that's not always the case, you know, and it's a lot of effort for what they have to do on that club side to make sure it happens. So so you got a triple header at Oakland on April 14th. Now, is that how many different teams are you playing that day?
So we will only play Oakland that day. So what we do, kind of like that hockey style where they knock out an opponent right. all in one weekend. We do it all in one day. So we'll play 10, 12, and 2, maybe get 15 minutes in between games and just knock out Oakland that weekend. So,
but it's really no different than the travel ball tournament.
Exactly.
You know, where you're playing. So you're used to that?
Oh, yeah, you know? Definitely used to it. The girls are definitely tired by the end of it, but at the same time, it's nice. That makes it a little bit more rewarding, and it's what right. we practice for.
It always makes me laugh, too, when some people, oh, they're playing all these games, and it's like, well, yeah, high school, I mean, you know, basketball, oh, they're playing three games this week. Well, they've played six on a weekend all summer.
Exactly.
You know, so it's really.
Exactly.
People think it's a lot of work. Yes, you're tired. But, you know, it's not like it hasn't been done before. So, well, again, continued success this year. And, you know, keep things going. I definitely realize and sounds like you definitely have your head in the right spot. And I think you're perfect for this with being able to help the kids out understand the difference between softball and being a student, and I think to help navigate that. So good luck with that as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, once again, that was Caitlin Probelski, the head club softball coach here at Adrian College. We're going to move on to the lacrosse pitch when we get back right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
In AC Sports for this weekend, you can choose from women's rugby, men's lacrosse, baseball, and softball, all happening on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back out to Frickers for the AC All Access Show. Jeff Bowman with you here today. Ian out on the road. But don't forget, kids eat free all day, every day. Also, the frickin' lunch combos. Get in the app, too. You can earn some frickin' rewards and double points on everyday value. So make sure you check that out as well. And come on out, enjoy some Frickers. Well, again, as I said before the break, we're talking a little men's lacrosse. We've got A.J. Hayes here from the men's lacrosse team. A.J., good to have you in AC All Access.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Warren, what high school did you go to over there?
De La Salle.
Okay. All right. How'd you make it to Adrian?
I played under Coach Wetzel in summer ball.
Okay.
So I played under him since I was a sophomore in high school. And when it came time to make a decision, I knew that he'd have my best interest at heart, and we already had a great relationship. And I was like, that's where I want to be. I love the school. I love the location, and the campuses are super nice. So
yeah, I mean, it's close.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back for a home-cooked meal
yeah.
very easily and get back to campus when you need to.
Yeah, my mom's only missed two games since I've been at Adrian. So
yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great to be able to have that opportunity. So – 9 games this season, you got 8 starts, and second on the team in caused turnovers and scooped up 17 ground balls. And again, have you always played defense to get that long stick?
Yeah. After my first ever lacrosse practice, my coach pulled me aside and said, don't come back with a short stick tomorrow. And I just kind of embraced it and have owned the long stick ever since and just tried to do my best with it.
So you went home and said, we got to go to play it again. I gave you the long stick.
Let's go to Dick's after school today, Dad. I got to get a new stick.
Yeah, your parents are like, thanks, Coach. I just spent all that money on that stick, and you're telling me you can't score any goals. Oh, exactly. That's funny. But do you like the defensive side, though? I mean, do you play – aggressively, do you get in the offensive zone much, or are you more of a strict defense?
I just try to let the game come to me. When it comes to like pushing transition and that sort of thing, I Like, if there's times where I need to say I'm going to make a play, I'll go ahead and make a play, but I won't be overly forcing the issue and making, like, I just try to make the right play.
Right. Not saying I'm gonna rush this up every time and get it going. Yeah, that's what they're for with those shorter sticks.
Exactly.
Right? But it is nice once in a while though to finally get up in there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I had my first career goal against Otterbein this season.
Oh, nice.
And it was the first time I've ever like really shot the ball, and I was like, oh, like this is sweet. We do a we do a six helmet celebration, so everyone who's on the offensive side of the field after we score just huddles up and we all give each other hugs, and it's just super positive in there, and it's contagious. Something I want to be around all the time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And again, so how far out were you when you took the shot?
Oh, like 6 yards.
It was, okay.
It was super super close, but
it's a little tougher to shoot with those big sticks, though, isn't it? Though?
Yeah, yeah. I have. I played box lacrosse.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with that, it's just it's like playing lacrosse, but on like a hockey rink. It's either concrete or turf, and
yeah, and that's where you get the goalies that look like the the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Exactly, exactly. So
I don't know how you can ever score against those guys.
It's a lot of deception on the shot, and I'll pretend to say that that's what I used when I scored my goal, but really I didn't even look. I just said I'm going to put it on cage and see what happens. So,
do you like the box lacrosse side?
I love box. I started playing when I was a sophomore in high school, and it was a nice change where I could actually get to play offense and run the floor from that sense, and it was just it's a lot more physical too, which I enjoy.
Yeah. Now in box, is it more? There's not as much offense defense. It's kind of everybody's an attacker and a defense more.
It's like forwards like hockey, and then you have your defensemen, and then like transition players who can play both.
Okay.
I play more of a transition style where I can come on for a shift of defense, clear it up the floor, and then stay on for a shift, and then I sub off. So
all right, yeah, it is a lot more like a hockey.
It is,
you know, not on ice.
Yeah,
but now is that's just like club stuff then, and summer and like a travel, but not. It's not really affiliated at any other level other than like after college.
No,
there's
so
that. A lot of the Canadians still play that.
So it's like the equivalent to like senior A hockey because we don't have juniors in the States,
right?
For box, so. I've been playing senior A since I was 18 and just getting reps with the older guys, and that's kind of how I transitioned and tried to get myself ready to come play college lacrosse here.
Do you want to play more box when you get out then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love box. One of
because that is – I mean, it's big in Canada.
Yeah, it is. It is. I played a tournament right after high school on the Indian Reservation, and I met one of the best lacrosse players in the world, Lyle Thompson, and that was super interesting just to hear him talk about the game and that type of thing. So it's just something I really enjoy and something I want to continue to do.
Well, especially when you talk about that and up on the res, you know, in Canada, because it's such that native game is up there. I mean, not as much here in the States when you look at the Native American that's not a big sport, but in Canada, it's huge.
Yeah.
And it's a different world up
there. It is. It is. Our guy Cam Reed is very big on the box game and always repping his Canadian colors. So,
well, that's good though. So you guys were projected third. You placed third the last couple seasons. 5-5 right now. 0-1 in the conference. So, what are your thoughts on the season so far and the progression and what you got left in the year?
You know, I don't think our record tells the full story. We're 5-5 right now. And three of our losses have been by one goal. So Saturday, we lost in double overtime to a really strong Calvin team. And we just didn't shoot the ball well that day. It just wasn't our day offensively. And we did our best defensively. But, you know, I'd say a controversial call at the end of the game gave them a man-up opportunity. And they were killing us on the extra man opportunity all day. So it was just tough way to lose it.
But you got hope this weekend at 1 p.m., and it's also senior day. So how many seniors are on the roster? Do you know that there are going to be?
There's five.
Five, okay.
Five. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a really tough game. I know I'm a super competitive guy in our room, and I just want to give it to these guys. They've gotten the best of us the three times we've played them since I've been here, and I just want to knock them off.
Who's usually the best team in the MIAA?
It's typically between Hope and Albion. They've exchanged conference like regular season and then like conference championships in the postseason the past 2 years. So hoping that we can be the ones to take it home this year.
So what do you have to do to get into the conference? Do they take the top four?
They take the top four, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just record-wise, and if it comes down to, like, oh, these teams both have two losses, then it's just score differential.
Right, right, and all the criteria that you got to go on there. So second and team cause turnovers. You talked a little bit about you like the contact of the box. Was that kind of where you're at with some of these turnovers to help out being a little more aggressive on some of these to be able to get that ball away?
Yeah, I think, like, I – don't have a very loud game. It's very I call it a quiet stick. That's what our team calls it. And just finding opportunities, like when they raise their hands to throw a pass, just getting in there and trying to disrupt that a little bit. So not like a check specialist by any means, but I try to find ways to just disrupt a guy's throw, and it's enough to just help the team out and take the ball away that way without being too flashy.
Now, scooping up 17 ground balls, what's the key, and what's the object for you and how you can be the best at getting ground balls and then turning it into offense after that?
I'd say the biggest thing is picking it up with your feet. So just, like, not being afraid to go to a big scrum. And then if I can just run through that ball, I can just use my momentum to carry through to push transition. And that's the biggest key for me is just if I can have, like, a head of steam going into the scrum, I can get it up and I can get it out.
Did you play football also?
I did, yeah. I played football, basketball, and lacrosse in high school.
Okay, all right. So were you on a championship team at all at DSL?
No, unfortunately. I didn't end up playing my senior year,
okay,
because it was right after COVID.
Yeah.
And so they canceled the season. And so for 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, I think we're having a season. So I scheduled college visits and was, like, trying to figure out where I wanted to go. And then they were like, okay, well, now it's back on. I'm like, oh, well, I can make it to one game the whole season. It doesn't really make sense for me to go
right
out to practice. And I had already joined a few fall ball teams, so I was like, I just don't think it'll be an opportunity that I can really pursue. So,
but, yeah, a lot of good athletes coming out of that school, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. But so what do you think is the best part of your game?
My communication. I see the field and I can communicate well. My friends and family always joke that they can hear every word I say in the stands. And that just comes from trying to get my defense all on the same page and trying to quarterback them into the right spots and finding our matchups. And even if it's not what we want to be doing, like if I make a miscommunication or like something like that, as long as we're all on the same page, I'll take that over us trying to do some, like, all being on different pages and,
right,
and make mistakes that way.
Yeah, it's key. You know, we kind of talked about that with the other three guests today about just the, you know, the importance of the team aspect of, you know, the game and even down to the bench and how everybody, you know, takes a part of, you know, what their team is and how they can create, you know, being a part of it, whether it's, you know, cheering somebody on because I'm not playing or, you know, being out there on the field. I think is that you guys have a pretty good team camaraderie right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's a lot of time spent with those guys, especially in season, like with lifts and practice and film sessions. And even outside of that, it's like the first person I'm going to hang out with to grab food with after practice is one of my teammates. And I try to vary it up just so I can make sure I have a pulse on everyone on the team. I'm a captain for the second time this year, so I'm
okay.
So I'm working, just trying to.
So you're a 2-year captain,
yeah,
and you're only a junior.
Yes.
All right.
So I think my biggest role in that aspect is just making sure I have a pulse on the whole team and making sure I can do everything I can to make sure those guys are happy and they're put in positions to succeed.
So what are you studying then?
Exercise science.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanna own my own gym and like specialize towards lacrosse players. I just love getting down to the nitty-gritty of training, like, younger athletes who really want to get better. I truly enjoy that. So,
well, I think it's good, too, because then you can work on not only the training fitness side but also the fundamental side of what they need,
mm-hmm,
and to be able to teach that as well.
Yeah.
I think that's key. Sometimes you get some people that want to train you for being a trainer and getting them better, but if it's really not helping them in their sport as much,
I
think that's key to know where they're at and what they want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Sounds like a great goal. And, again, this year, tough Hope this weekend. And so have you played Albion or?
We haven't played. Albion's our last game of the regular season.
Is that them or Alma, did you say, was the other
Albion.
Oh, they're the other tough team?
Yeah.
Okay. So it could come down to some things in the last game last week.
I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope we can take care of business the rest of the way and host a playoff game this season. That's our team goal. So.
That'd be nice. Well, again, AJ, appreciate your time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, that's AJ Hayes from the men's lacrosse team here at Adrian College. Once again, I want to thank Mr. Prang for giving me all the notes on these athletes. Also, John Kane back at studio. Appreciate it. Ian, drive safe. And again, Jeff Bowman here with AC All Access from Frickers. We'll see you next week right here. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.